You're listening to Podcasting for Experts with honest conversations about using podcasting as a tool to grow your reach, increase your audience, make a positive impact on the world, and most importantly, to get paid for your efforts. I'm your host, Jess, and we are Pristine Podcasts. Let's talk podcasting. Hey, and welcome back to episode 4. In this episode, we're going to talk all about planning out the big picture of your podcast. If you're anything like me, you might be a bit impatient to get going, but hold your horses for just a little while because there are really some important things that you need to get clear on before you get started with actually producing your show. It's really important that you spend some time thinking about your show and your goals to be sure that it remains, you know, fun to make, has longevity, is sustainable, and if that's what you're after, will actually bring paying customers to your business, be that people that buy products or services. We've gone through a similar process for this podcast, and one of our team members actually realized that our initial idea for the name could be interpreted in two different ways. So we ended up having to spend way more time on this than I'd initially planned, and we ended up going back and forth between using the name anyways and just, you know, clearing up the potential misunderstanding with the description, or whether we should really rename the entire show to something else. So that's when you kind of jump into the intricate details, you look at your options, you look at the thesaurus, you start looking for alternative words and their proper meanings. But in the end, we couldn't really find any word that was exactly the same meaning. So we decided to go with a completely different name. But then I sat with it for a couple of days and I thought back about why I'm doing this show and who I am doing it for. And that name, it just didn't feel right. So taking a few more days to make a decision like that is actually a good thing because you get the chance to really reflect on it and think about your motivation for all of this, see how it all feels. But dragging out your decision for weeks is not helpful. And again, this is your friendly reminder that even things like the name of your show can be changed if it turns out that it's not working for you. So let's look at those things that you want to be super clear on before you go any further with developing your podcast. Number one, the top number one thing that you want to have a very clear understanding on is your why. I want to lead in this point with a quote from Simon Sinek's book, Start With Why, and I'll link that up in the show notes. Very few people or companies can clearly articulate why they do what they do. By why, I mean your purpose, your cause, or your belief. Why does your company exist? Why do you get out of bed every morning? And why should anyone care? So it is super important that you know why you're creating your podcast. A podcast takes a whole load of time and effort, and there will be periods in your life where it feels incredibly difficult to keep going, be it, you know, because of life commitments, your personal life changes, or maybe your business needs more attention because it's growing. Without that strong motivation and a cause that almost feels bigger than you, you're going to end up giving up just a few episodes in because there will always be something else that is more important than producing your show. So if your why that you currently have doesn't really fire you up, then I'd almost recommend going back to the drawing board and finding something else that really sparks a fire under your ass because that is what you're going to need to keep going. Thing number two that you want to understand in great detail is who are you doing this for? Who exactly are those people that are going to listen to your show? What keeps them up at night? We talked about the stages of awareness in episode 3, and for you to be able to speak exactly to the pain points of your audience and offer yourself or your product or your service as the solution, you need to understand who the heck is actually listening and what their problems are. For example, mums in their late 30s with fertility challenges are a very different audience to men in their 20s just getting started with their careers. Different problems, different perspectives, different pain points, needs completely different content and a completely different approach. So ideally, and this kind of goes without saying, if you're intending to attract these people with the expectation to sell something to them, the people that listen to your show are also the kind of people that are ready to become your customers in your business. So if you're making a podcast and it's attracting a slightly different crowd to the people that would normally buy from you, for example, let's say your podcast attracts people with lower incomes and you're selling very high-end services, you're going to struggle to convert your audience into buying customers for your business. So this is something where you have to pay really, really careful attention if you don't want to waste a lot of time. Thing number three to be clear on is, what transformation can you actually offer to your people? So you know who you're talking to now. You know what their problems and pain points are. Now I'm asking you, how will they feel after consuming your stuff? And I'm not talking about them accessing your paid offers where there is a huge transformation. I want to know, how is listening to your podcast already making their lives better and easier? So this is something that you essentially want to have at the back of your mind all the time, so that you know you are delivering on that promise that you make to your audience. So I, for example, want to create content here that makes podcasting accessible to people who are huge experts in their fields, but who might not know much about marketing and podcasting specifically. So with every episode, I have to ask myself, is that helpful? And if it's not helpful, then it doesn't have a place on the podcast. Thing number four that you need to consider is, do you have enough ideas for show topics that are relevant to your audience? If you don't want to run out of ideas, then knowing all of the problem areas that your audience experiences that are within your industry focus, knowing all of those problems will help you to generate unlimited content ideas. So it's best for you to actually list out the categories of topics that you will and won't be talking about on the show. This show, for example, is about podcasting. We will, of course, share personal examples and stories from our lives where this is relevant to podcasting, but I'll probably not be talking about our latest holiday unless there is a huge demand at some point for us to share some more behind-the-scenes stuff from our life and our work. But right now, that would be totally not appropriate. So what you get here is content on how to get started with your podcast, how to organize yourself for the podcast, how to edit and record, how to launch and how to promote and how to monetize, because that is what this show is about. Everything else doesn't really have a place here. And then once you've worked all of those things out, only then is it time to actually develop the technicalities of the content, such as the name for the show, the artwork, the description, the type of the podcast that you're going to make, and so on and so forth. So for us, I have thought about why we're making this show, who are the people that we want to help, and then I was able to solve this problem of what name shall we choose for the podcast, simply by thinking back to my audience. And I have two options to choose from. And option one makes it clear who that audience is. And option two is one tiny subgroup of that big audience that I want to speak to. And it would really leave out a lot of people. And I think using name number two would turn away more people than sticking with the original name number one would confuse people, if that makes sense. So I think if 1,000 people saw it, 10 people were confused about name number one, but 500 people out of 1,000 would be turned away by name number two. So sometimes you just have to make a decision and roll with it. And again, coming back to minimum viable product and knowing that nothing as far as the decision that we make here is final, I just decide to roll with it, you know, and we will see what's working and what's not working. So those details like the name, the artwork, the description, the type of podcast that you're making, those details are important just because they help your potential listeners to decide whether they will give your podcast a shot or not. So your artwork helps you to stand out and your name helps to clarify what your show is about and your description elaborates on that in a little bit more detail. And that might be factors that convince somebody to actually listen to your episode. However, your why and your who and your transformation define the whole underlying tone of the show that you're making. And I think that that is way more important in determining if your show is going to be a success or not. All right, that's it for this episode. If you enjoyed the show, our entire team would appreciate if you just take a couple of minutes to just leave us a review. And if you'd like to be a guest on the podcast, or if you'd like to talk about potential collaborations, like maybe you have a membership and you would love someone to come and give a training on podcasting, then please drop us an email. You will find our email address in the show notes. And of course, they are at pristinepodcasts.com/podcast. As always, I hope you have an amazing day and we will see you for the next one. And that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you. If you're ready to finally pull the trigger and get started with your podcast, then don't forget to check out the podcast launch toolkit at pristinepodcasts.com/toolkit. The link is also in the show notes.